Hey, everybody. So excited that you guys could join me here today. This is going to be a great day. Who in here? I've been looking at the chat roll. I drove in here 100 miles an hour to get here in B time, so I'm a little frazzled, but I'm so excited to be here. But I did prep all last night for what I want to share with you guys today. So first off, I want to say before we get started, those of you who have been part of my inner circle, part of Millionaire Success Habits Monthly, part of the family that goes live every single month, I look at every one of your comments. Right here, I'm looking at the screen. Here, I have all your comments coming in. I could see Christy and Lisa and Gail and Deb and Gail and Renee and Angel and Carlos and everybody with all your messages. I see them. So please have them keep coming in. I hope you guys, hope a lot of you got the chance to watch the live training I did last weekend. So those of you who are part of the family, thanks for being back here. Thanks for being engaged, right? You can have the immersion, but you need the ongoing support and strategies and all the things that can take us where we want to go, right? And that's why I'm excited that I get to do this. And all of you that are new, and this is the first time you're watching me do this live training, whether you're watching live or you're watching it as a replay, either way, the same value. I love having people here live. We have hundreds of people live right now, so this is going to be crazy today. We're going to have so many incredible comments, and I want you to interact as much as I can. I want you to know that I do have a little ADD, but when I'm looking over, I'm not ignoring you. I'm checking all the great comments that are coming in, so I can see Rocky and Liberio and Santiago and Deanna and David and Henry and Unica and Jean and Wendy and Terry and Diana and Donna and Jasmine and all of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of it. Today, we're going to be talking about happiness. Now, here's the stuff, especially for those of you who are new. Those of you who are here with me every month, you know exactly what my goal is in all my years of evolving, surely not perfect. I'm surely learning every single day, but I've been blessed to take my life to a level I never even dreamed was possible. And looking back over this time of 30 years of struggle and you know, struggling when I was younger and then being blessed to generate hundreds of millions of bucks, not that that's everything, that doesn't make you happy, but along the way, all the other accomplishments and goals, things I never thought I could reach, I am trying the best of my ability. When I brainstorm with my buddy Tony Robbins or Richard Branson and all these cool people, sounds like I'm dropping names, but some other people you never heard about, like Joe Polish and Eben Pagan and Jeff Walker and Frank Kern. And then there's people that just are so obsessed with helping people's consciousness go to another level. When I hear all this or I experience it, man, I journal every single day. I burn through journals every other month. I fill one up. But I star the things that can make an impact on your life that are foundational. You see, if you're here right now, that means you want another level of life. You want another level of income, another level of happiness, abundance, success, reach your full potential. There's nothing worse than knowing you got more gas in the tank and you're just kind of coasting when you want to put the gas pedal down. So when I pick a topic like overcoming obstacles, or I pick a topic like marketing, or I pick a topic like learning how to sell, prioritize your life and how to be productive on a massive scale. When I pick these, I want you to know they're not just random, like, oh, what am I going to talk about? Let's talk about happiness. No, I want to talk about all the elements and pieces that I can give you that I've learned or learned from other really great people that can put you on the fast track. You know, the old way to learn is through your own trial and error. That's kind of, it's like so 90s, right? Who wants to learn through your own trial and error when you can rob and steal other people's path and plans, get their map? So if I met you at the growth event, man, was that an amazing event if you were there. If you were on the live training last weekend, oh my God, it was incredible. I did 10 hours straight live sitting right here. If I met you at Tony Robbins' event in Charlotte, a pleasure. I mean, this has been a crazy, crazy week. And again, if you're here with us live, I'm going to read all your comments. Please, please, you know, leave me messages, and my team's in there too to help me out. And if you're not here live, that's okay too. That's why we put it in the back office and you can go back and review this. So today, we're going to do something pretty cool. I want to literally go through chapter 9 in my book. If you have the book, if you're at a place, if you're driving, of course you can. If you have my book, Millionaire Success Habits, grab it. Go to chapter 9 on page 185. I'm going to go obviously much more in depth and tell you kind of the behind the scenes of this section and what it means, how important happiness is. I think so many times in life, we think that once we become successful, we can then be happy. Once the relationship gets better. We'll be happy. Once I find a husband or a wife, once I have kids, once I get the promotion, once I make more money, once the bills are paid off, then, oh, I can be happy. But what if we had it all backwards? What if it was all backwards? What if happiness came first, then all the rest would come, all the rest would come a lot faster? What if success followed happiness rather than happiness following success? I want you to think about that. And I want to tell you a story about a guy that I think might resonate with a lot of you watching, or maybe not at this very moment in life, but at some point in your life. I think a lot of us, a lot of people in the world, we're kind of two people. We are, and I appreciate all the comments. I'm going to try not to look too much because I want to stick to this story. Then I'll look over. We'll take breaks. I'm going to get to your Q&A, I promise. So if you have any questions, please, fire them off. But I think we're two people. I think we're the person, and I've said this if you've watched me speak anywhere, but I want you, we're here now together. I think we're the person that other people know. The person that shows up at work, the person that shows up at anything athletic, the person that shows up at the gym, the person that shows up as the boss, or to your boss, or to your employers, or to your employees, even to your spouse, or maybe the person that shows up for your kids or your grandchildren. And then there's the person you are when no one else is around. There's the person sometimes in quiet desperation, the person who struggles with maybe some addictions, who struggles with procrastination, struggles with feeling inferior, struggles with lack of confidence, even though the smile's on the outside. And I want to talk to both of those people today, because the closer we can make that one person, the more congruent you can be, the more success comes into your life. I hope you see it, and as being a member and being with me every month, what you're going to see is if you can implement just some of what I share, you're going to go, oh my God, why is life getting easier? Why is abundance coming to me? Why did I get that first deal done? I made that call. I'm not scared anymore. Why is my relationship better? Why are people telling me I look better? I'm not saying I have the miracle cure. God, I'm doing my best to share with you the things that I know made the biggest impacts on my life. So take what serves you today. Take what serves you and throw the rest away. That's the best thing I could share with you. Take what serves you and throw the rest away. But I'm going to tell you a story about this guy. So picture a guy that struggled and worked really hard, had ups and downs in his life, hit peaks, hit plateaus, but going forward and moving forward. And finally, he got some momentum. He started a new company. He got some momentum with this new company. He was dating someone, and that looked promising. And finally, it felt like he had it all together. Like, he had the momentum. He had the wind behind his sail. You know that feeling. Again, as I share this story of this gentleman, you're gonna resonate with some parts of it. Again, take what serves you, throw the rest away. But as he's on, he finally felt, do you ever feel like you had it? I know he felt like he had the momentum and the business going. And then all of a sudden, as he kind of stepped out on a limb to go to the next level, a lot of things happened at once. He was very close to his grandmother. And this grandmother was a big influence in his life, and she was on her deathbed, dying. Well, simultaneously, a big business deal that was going to take him to the next level fell through, and not only did it fall through, it took most of his money. And when he dug in to go to his safety money, the money to get you through, found out that his accountant had a gambling problem and was slowly draining the money out of the safety account, which was almost gone. So literally, from thinking he finally had it, this guy literally thought life was finally like going in that direction. He had the momentum, and the best person in his life was dying and then passed away. A big campaign fell through, and the big project, almost all his money was gone, and the safety money was absolutely gone. The accountant robbed his money. And then when it felt like they couldn't handle another thing, he found out that his girlfriend was pregnant. Unexpected, not timely, and it spiraled him down. He was just burning down, going down. And here's the story I know, is he was driving around not knowing what to do with his life, where to go, didn't want to go to his office, didn't want to go home. hadn't talked to God in a level that he had communication in a long time, and literally was driving. He was driving by a church, as the story goes. He was driving by a church, saw it, hadn't been in a church in years, and just went in and got on his knees and prayed, because he didn't know if he wanted to live. He didn't know what to do about the business, about the money being gone, about the accountant stealing the money, about getting his girlfriend pregnant. Is this the choice he wanted for the rest of his life? And sat there in quiet desperation when the whole world didn't know what was going on. Now, I tell that story because I don't know where you are right now, and I hope you're in an amazing space on your way up, and I'm just adding gas to your party. I'm adding fuel to your rocket, and you're already going 200 miles an hour, and I hope to add gas to that fire to get you going. But I also know that you probably have been, maybe now or maybe in the future, you may be in the position where you feel like there's no hope. There's too many things against me, too much odds against me. There's no way that I can make it through this. This is the life I was dealt. This is as good as it's going to get. Success, happiness, lots of money is for other people. But what if I told you there's just a handful, the pieces I wrote in Millionaire Success Habits, the fundamental concepts of success, not that I created them. They've been around forever. The same teachings of Napoleon Hill and Og Mandino and all the greats throughout time. There's just a handful of success principles that if we adopt in our lives, if we know the rules to winning, we win the game of life. Unfortunately, most people go through life naive. Most people go through life not knowing the rules. They're just following everybody else's rules, and they're wondering why their life is kind of like we're just playing off defense all the time, just trying to avoid the problems in your life, trying to avoid what could go wrong. And all of a sudden, you're 70, you're 90, you're 100 years old in 13 seconds. It's because you didn't know the rules. And I commend you because you're smart enough to want to gain those rules. You got my courses. You're involved in this. You're reading books. You're online. You're finding wisdom from people who've already gone down that path and understand the rules of success. It's not about the lucky magic money machine. It's not about inventing something nobody ever's had. Success and happiness are so much deeper than that, but they're not that vast. And that story I was telling you about that guy that went through that and felt like it was over, he followed the principles of success and he turned it all around. And I know that story because that was me. Never told that story publicly ever before. I never told anybody that my wife and I got pregnant before we were married. I never told anybody my accountant robbed the money I had in safety. I never told anybody that I went by that church that day and cried and didn't know what to do. This was only, I'd already built a great business, but this was only 12 years ago. 12 years ago. Since then, I've generated almost $1 billion in sales with my brands and my companies. I've written multiple New York Times best-selling books. I've touched the lives of millions of people around the world. I spoke on stages and became friends with the people I used to idolize are now my buddies on speed dial. I'm not saying that to brag, in no way, shape, or form, but I don't have anything more special than most. I don't have a better education than you. I didn't come from more money than you. I didn't have more friends. I didn't have a great influence in my life. My parents don't make money. I support both of them. I retired both of them. So I say that and be open heart enough because that's the mood I'm in today. I've never shared that story. I've never said that on stage. I've never used it as a big thing. No, it's just I felt that today and I wanted to make an impact. And that's why I told it in the way I did. So I wanted you to pay attention. I wanted you to open up your hearts right now. I wanted you to open up your minds right now. And I want you to be ready for what we're going to go through with happiness. And so let me see. Are you guys ready? Lisa, Christy, Liberio, Jasmine, Hendrick, Gail, Kyle, Charmin, all you guys, Jasmine, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. You guys rock too. You guys rock. You guys are here. Listen, believe me, I know there are a million other things you could be doing right now. Some of you, this is the middle of the day, depending on where you live in the world, but this is the middle of the day. You got work, you got life, I get it, but you're here with me and I'm not going to mess around. So you guys ready to get to some pieces that can get success or get happiness to be more ingrained in part of your life? This is one of those foundational thought processes that get you through the tough times. but not only get you through the tough times, who wants to just get through the tough times? We want to get through the tough times, and we want to thrive, right? Through the tough times, then we want to thrive. That's what we're here for. So let's go. So I'm going to go right out of my book because this is some pretty good stuff. But now you're behind the scenes. You're part of the family. So you're not just reading a book. You're getting it from the author. I get to read my own words. It's pretty cool. So if you have your book, go to chapter 9, page 184. I'm going to read some of it, but then I'm going to go deep, right? As it starts, the chapter starts, it says, as your success and income grow, responsibilities grow, you can't neglect happiness. In fact, the complete opposite. What if happiness doesn't follow success? What if success follows happiness, right? Let's see. I highlighted some assumptions if they find success. Yeah, most people think once we find it, right? I don't want to go I already said all this. Once we find the success we want, once our wife is supporting us, or our husband has our back, or we get the promotion, or we lose the weight, or we get the girl, or we get the guy, or I start the new business, or I do my first deal, then I could feel like me. How long has life gone by that you've wasted a moment thinking that? What if we could decide today to be happy, right now? Where does happiness come from? Can you, in your house or wherever you're watching this, can you walk over to something and like pick up a box? Is happiness in a box? Is it a thing you buy? Can happiness be a thing? Or is happiness completely in here and in your heart? Right? We manufacture happiness. We get to create it. We can have happiness right now, right here. I'm sitting here talking to you and I feel you. I can be happy just because I'm so blessed. I could be working on cars. I could be flipping burgers and I'm not dogging either one of those, but I get to be here right now, sharing my heart, inspiring you. How can I not be happy? But I want to share with you how you can create that today. Yeah, we got to stop letting. I want you to be so driven to make more money that it's insane. Because money does allow you to be a better version of you. And you get to help people. You get to cut checks for problems. You get to do all these things. But this training today is I want to convince you to have a passionate desire to create happiness. Be the light. Be the energy. Don't let anyone dim your glow. In fact, when you walk in a room, you brighten everybody up. They can't even help it because you bring so much energy and light into that room. So let's go through this. Number one, happiness habit number one. Define what happiness looks and feels like to you. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of this, then I'm going to go deep here. Imagine that we're sitting in a restaurant right now. This is right after that number one. We're sitting in a restaurant right now, and I asked you this question. From the deepest part of you, of your heart, what makes you happy? What would you answer? Do you know what it would be? So I'm going to start the chapter. I'm going to flip that book over and think about it. But right now, we're sitting here. And if I say to you, what makes you happy? Literally happy. Don't go the default, my kids. Like, that's great. My kids make me happier than anything in the world. But really, what makes you happy? So many times in life, like all the training that I do, this first section is, we know what makes us unhappy. And we're always trying to avoid that. What causes us stress? What causes us worry? What causes us angst? What causes us to feel insecure? What causes us to feel less confident? We know those intimately. If I said to you right now, be honest, what makes you unhappy? You could tell me really fast. But if I asked you what truly lights you up, what makes your glow become, what does the opposite of dim your glow, what makes your glow bright and radiant, what makes you look the best, like you were at suntanning, or you lost weight, or you walk in a room and you're just glowing, what makes you happy? In most cases, we don't think about that enough. We don't define the plan, so then we don't know what we're fighting for. We don't know what to go after because it's not definitive. We know what makes us not sad. Tell me if I'm being right here. Tell me if I'm on the right track. Say yes right now if you really know what can make you not sad. Not even something that makes you sad, but I'm not going to do these things because they make me sad, make me depressed, make me worried. But literally, what lights you up? So start defining that. And what I would suggest, whether you do this right now or you do this when you watch the replay, or if you're watching the replay, you could stop. When you watch the replay, you could stop this video at any time. What I would do as an exercise is I would just stop right now And again, if we're watching live, do it later. Stop and just write down what makes me happy. Is it conversation? For me, it's like when I surround myself, my nature, when I'm truly happy, when I'm with my kids, when I feel like I'm guiding them through life the right way, that fosters happiness. When I'm inspiring people to become the best version of themselves, what I'm doing right now makes me happy. Like when I'm teaching on stage or on camera, that's amazing. It's in my book, right? All those things give me a deep level of happiness. When I'm with a dear friend, when I feel like I made an impact on somebody, when my companies are thriving, when, like, I know the things that can light me up even when I'm having a bad day because they're still here. But you have to know them. You have to define them. Thank you for all the yeses, guys. I'm seeing all the comments come in. It's amazing. And there's a comment that I highlighted here is don't confuse happiness with your goals. God, I know I've done that. There's a fine line, right? Tell me again. If you agree with me, say yes. If you don't, you could say, Dean, you're BSing. You're full of poop. I don't know, right? But don't confuse goals with happiness. I did for years. I'm like, oh my God. Once I become a New York Times bestseller, wow. And then I hit New York Times bestseller and I'm like, I'm happy, right? Because I'm a New York Times bestseller. Don't confuse the two, right? Because the New York Times bestseller didn't necessarily make me happy. I was appreciative on the huge level. But when I really thought through it is that I got to touch so many people's lives that I got to make an impact. And when I reverse engineered it, then I found the way that made me happy. So be careful that you don't confuse goals with happiness. Have them both, but be happy while you're attaining your goals. So find the simple terms that you can share with yourself. Like do a gut check once a week. So what makes me happy? And just remember what they are. I do the exercise and write it down. Okay, number two, happiness habit number two, make the present your friend. Okay, this is, if you ever listened to Michael Singer, or read Michael Singer, The Untethered Soul, if I'm sure you listened to Eckhart Tolle or read Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. This is a really big one that destroys happiness. You can destroy your happiness in moments by looking into the future. Everything is, like I started in the original section, but this goes a little deeper, is I'll be happy when. If that's part of any of your terminology, then you're projecting your happiness into the future. And what I'd love to do, going a little deeper on this, is how long have you been putting off true happiness already? If I said right now, give me a month, a year, 5, 10, 20 years, let me know. How long have you been putting off the full potential of your happiness? I know you have happy moments, and maybe you're happy all the time. I've met so many of you that are just like the most radiant, happy people I've ever met. But is there another level? Of course. Because even sometimes when you do the one person is happy to the outside world, but when it's quiet and you're alone, that's when you're like, oh, God, you're prolonging your happiness until an event. And if you can stop that and realize we can be happy in this moment, that this moment of happiness will make that event happen instead of vice versa. The other thing that robs our happiness is looking backwards. How many people do you know are prolonging, have put off a new relationship because they were hurt in the past and they go back and reflect on that pain and it robs your happiness today? Something that happened a month ago, 6 months ago, 6 years ago, 60 years ago, is only robbing your happiness today because you're staring at it, because you're looking at it. You can't undo it. I know I talk about this a lot, but I just know the fundamental things that rob your happiness is looking backwards. You can't undo any of it. You can't, I'm sure there's things we all regret. I've made massive mistakes in my life. Some took me a moment to get over, some took me years to get over. And the ones that took me years, I wish I could have found a way to get over them in a moment back then. I know how to now. Your past is research and development. Take from the past that which serves you. Learn from the mistakes. Feel the pain, but then let it go, because if you just keep living with the past in mind, you will just replicate it in the future and wonder why you attract the wrong relationship. You don't attract the money. Why does the money always go away? Why do you miss the opportunities? It's because you're looking backwards. Make the present your best friend. Make the present your best friend. Right here, right in the now. If you want to listen to Eckhart Tolle, that's The Power of Now. He says if you're stressed, you're either looking backwards at something you can't change, so that's only in here, you're causing the unhappiness, or you're looking to a future that a movie that nobody produced yet. So how can you let either one of them affect you when the only moment we have is this moment? And could you be happy in this moment? Just that's and I'm paraphrasing because I love those books. It's the same practice I've been doing for years, but I love what they teach. Think about it. In this moment, right now, could you be unhappy this very second without the past and without the future? Just being here. I say this a lot, but 150,000 people a day die around the world. Every single day, 150,000 people. Today, you're not one of them. Today, you could still find gratitude. Today, you still have the power to make change in your life. Today, you have the opportunity to learn from your past and let the rest go away. Today, you can decide not to focus on what could go wrong and start focusing on what could go right. Today, you get to be, you get to make the decision that you can create happiness on the inside of your body today. So when can you be happy? Tomorrow? Can you be happy in yesterday? No, they don't exist. But you could be happier right now. Okay, you guys, you getting this? Albie, I am your mentor. That's why we're here, right? Okay. Happiness number three. Stop overthinking. Oh my God. This one I love. Paralysis caused by overanalysis. This is the one. I've watched this in my real estate education. I'll meet a student and I go, Dean, I got your training. Oh my God, it was so good. As soon as I know every contract, as soon as I get those real estate terms down, as soon as I understand I can have the lingo and not feel bad when I'm on the phone or talking to somebody face to face, as soon as I, then I will do it. That's paralysis caused by overanalysis. Listen, I'm not telling you to. I mean, but think. Okay, so I'm going to digress here. Think about what do you call them? Parables? I don't know. No, it's not. Like phrases we heard when we were young. Look before you leap. But then there's another one that says, he who hesitates loses. We're like, do I look? Do I jump? What do I do? Here's what I want to tell you from my personal experience. I wrote this down for you guys. Get guided action. Learn from those playing the game at the highest level possible. But do less thinking and more doing. I'm not saying, now, let me be very clear. I'm not talking about trial and error without the knowledge. Trial and error without knowledge is like running on a treadmill and turning it from 5 to 7. You're going faster, but you're not accomplishing anything. Learn from those who've already been there. Get a mentor. Learn from me if you want the stuff that I'm good at. Learn from, if you want to lose weight, find the best weight loss person. If you want to get in shape, find the best getting in shape person. Learn from them. Take guided information and then just take action. How many times, how long are you going to stand on the sidelines waiting for everything to be perfect? It's never going to be. It's never going to be the right time. It's never going to be a time when you're not scared. You have to find courage. Rob courage from the past, because I already know if you're watching me right now, you've already been courageous in the past. You already had stuff that scared the heck out of you and you still move forward. You already failed miserably and thought your life would never rebound, and it did. You've been courageous. Rob that courage from the past and take action today. Implement that courage into the present. In relationships and business. So I wrote, obtain the knowledge you need to build confidence. But then don't get bogged down in endless questions, second thoughts, and circular analysis. If your heart is telling you to act, if your subconscious is telling you to go for it, stop overthinking and start taking action. How many areas of your life does that apply? Start taking action. Start failing. Start figuring out what not to do if you have to. Learn from your action. Get in the game. You can't score a touchdown in the game of life if you're on the sidelines thinking, well, if they have the ball, should I play defense or should I play offense? I don't know, should I be a wide receiver or I'm using football analogies and I don't even know football that well, but should I be a lineman or maybe a quarterback? Or maybe I should play tomorrow's game because I'll be more prepared tomorrow. You know, I should read up tonight on how to play football at the best level. In fact, I have a friend that's really good at football. I see him in about a month. So when I see him, I'll ask him. And then maybe I can play a game. Well, by then, the season will be over. So maybe I could start next season. You know what I'll do? I'll eat better and I'll start working out. So by the time next season comes, I'll be in better shape and I'll have worked out and I'll have eaten better. And then I'll have read that book and I'll talk to my friend. And next season will be perfect. Next season. But See how life goes? That's what we can do. That's overthinking. That's paralysis caused by overanalysis. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. A lot of times that's just your subconscious wimping out and giving you excuses to push off your courage to take action. You know when you should take action? Now. Not tomorrow. Not next month. Not next year. Now. Okay. We having fun here? Let me know if I'm doing all right here. Thanks, guys. Albie, Lisa, everybody who's leaving messages, I appreciate it. I'm trying not to get too distracted here, but give me your messages. Okay. Focus on a positive outcome. I love this section. I'm going to read a couple. This is a powerful way to bring happiness into your life and get what you want in advance. So what's the alternative? Okay, these are notes I took last night when I was going through this for you. So I'm going to read this. One day may feel a little run down. Talking about getting sick. One day you might feel a little run down and conjure up the worst case scenario. What if I'm really getting sick? What if it's the flu? I never got a flu shot. What if I have an illness that could kill me? I don't have health insurance. Man, I'm in trouble. Guess what? People like this literally can talk themselves right into getting sick, right into panic, right into worry. Why not put all the energy into focusing on a positive outcome and perfect health and more wealth and happiness and abundance? See, we have a tendency, and I don't know if we're programmed this way. I don't know if it's a defense mechanism or we evolved as humans this way, but we have a tendency when something goes wrong, we have a tendency to think the worst of it. How could this go worse? What could happen here? Again, I feel, I got a little cough. Oh, I got the flu. You could talk yourself right into being sick. You could talk yourself right into thinking your spouse or your relationship doesn't love you. You could get yourself talking into that your people at work don't like you. Or that, I mean, anything. We can talk ourselves. I want to read a couple things in here. When something comes up in your mind, we immediately want to go to, oh no, this isn't good. What if this happens? Or what if that happens? Or gosh, what if that happens? The antidote, become a keen observer of your thoughts. I used to focus on, I wanted to tell you, a story that I had. I don't know if you ever have done this, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, it still happens, but I used to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and this is something I want you to think about called a success trap. So a success trap is when something is working even though it's not benefiting your life, right? So a success trap for me in my 20s and 30s, a lot of times I'd wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like someone flipped the switch on. It's probably my cortisol spiking too early, right? Wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden I'd start thinking of all the things that could go wrong in my business and my life. And I'd go, oh God, if that doesn't work. And then I'd think through it obsessively. Like, do you ever think about a problem when you're in the middle of the night and then you get done thinking through it and then you think about it again? And like, why is it back in my brain? Why is it back in my brain? But here was the problem. I would do that many nights. Some nights not go back to sleep. Other nights 2 or 3 hours thinking about the problem, come up with solutions, write them down. And then simultaneously, my business was growing. My life was growing. I was making more money, finding more abundance. So it was a success trap. I thought to myself, hey, maybe that 2 o'clock in the morning stress fest is part of your success. You won't be successful without it. That's where you solve the problems. And I realized that was a huge lie. It was just me focusing on negative outcomes. And literally, you know what shifted it? It literally took months. Just so you know, I'm not saying I did this overnight and everything was perfect and I was zen and I slept all night. No, over months, I started, if I woke up, I'd immediately replace those thoughts on what could go right. It took a while because I'd be like, no. But if that deal goes through and I get those houses or I write that book, then this will happen and I'll affect more people's lives. And then I kept trying to loop all the positive stuff. And guess what happened while I was looping it? I fell asleep. I trained myself to do that. But I know my brain wanted to go with what's wrong. My brain wants to go to, listen, I'd love to be the guru that says, every time something comes up, I observe the thought and I go down the perfect path every time. No, I screw this up all the time. I'll find myself to this day, even though I'm obsessed with observing my thoughts, to this day, I will find myself, something go wrong. I'm like, wow, what if, and I'm like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? You're going down the path of what could go wrong. It doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve, now, is it good to be cautious and understand the pitfalls if you're walking into a burning building? You want to understand what could go wrong. But it doesn't serve you in most cases. What serves you is focusing on where you want to go, focusing on the positive outcome, and spend your energy going there. You know, I wrote a note here. I talk about my buddy Trent Shelton in the book. And Trent's an amazing guy. If you're not following him on Facebook, you should. Ex-football player. And I love his story, to paraphrase it and go really quick. He played football since like 5 years old. And everybody told him, you know, that's great, you're playing football, but, you know, making it to college, that's really hard. Nobody makes it to college. And he had to overcome all the people saying, you know, you're not going to make it. And one out of 100,000 players make it. So he goes, does great when he's young. He does great in high school. He goes to Baylor College, Baylor University, I think. Yeah. And he's one of the top players at his school. All of a sudden, after everybody told him he couldn't get in college, now he gets drafted to the NFL and he's playing with Peyton Manning on the Colts. Think about that. And he plays, now he's in the NFL. Everybody told him he couldn't, he made it there. And after 5 years, he gets cut. And he tries another team, and he gets cut, tries another team, gets cut. And all of a sudden, his whole life came crashing down. His whole life, I want to share one piece in here if I find it. His whole life, he was focused on this positive outcome of being in the NFL and being great and showing the world and showing everybody who told him he couldn't do it and being, you know, being all the, imagine all the work it took to get there, and all of a sudden he's just out. Same time, his roommate commits suicide when he's thinking of the same stuff, when he's doing some habits that weren't so good for him, when he's spiraling out of control, his roommate kills himself. All of a sudden, he was left with, what do I do at this moment? Am I the ex-football player loser? Or have I been given a gift from God? Am I someone who could focus on another positive outcome? I focused on the NFL positive outcome. I got it, but then it failed. Do I just give up because that's the only positive outcome that's in my life? Is that it? I mean, sometimes it takes something so dramatic, traumatic, to make an impact. Well, that's what it took for him. And he just realized, he's like, God put me on this earth for other things more than just football. That was my positive outcome until it wasn't anymore. Now I could sit and stare at it for the rest of my life and say, I'm the guy that used to. I'm the guy that almost. I'm the guy that did play for Peyton Manning, but now I'm... No, he found a new positive outcome to focus on and how he could positively affect people's lives. Because of his friend committing suicide, he created rehab time and he started sharing inspirational messages. Now every week, 50 million people see his videos. 50 million people. He found a new positive outcome because the old one wasn't working anymore. How many of us get stuck once the thing that was our supposed future, our supposed positive outcome, once that's done, we're done. When we can just learn from it, feel it. I'm not saying push the pain away, feel it, but how long are you going to live in it? How long do you want to like, you know, bathe in the negativity when you could say, feel it, but then create a new positive outcome? Trent's no more special than anyone watching. I'm no more special. Anybody, most successful people I've ever met, just use these little hacks, these little secrets. These are the rules to success. Most people don't have them. You're having access to them. All right. You guys doing good? What's going on, guys? Okay. Let's go to let go of specific outcomes. That's number 5 in my book. I love this one. So many times in life, we have an outcome in advance that we think is, if it's not this, then it's not, it didn't serve me. I want that promotion. I want that business. I want that girl. I want that guy. I want that house. And you set this expectation up. You have the outcome already programmed in your future. You're jumping ahead, right? You're jumping ahead into the future. You're jumping ahead there. And then it doesn't go that way, and it's like, oh, you know, I knew I wasn't going to get this. I knew I wasn't going to get the promotion. I knew that business would fail. I knew that relationship wouldn't work. What about not holding on to specific outcomes? Ooh, does that sound a little scary? What if you desire it, you manifest it, you fantasize about it, you place yourself a year in advance looking back, and you know what it feels like, but what if you knew that you are being guided because you're going in the right direction? So I'll tell you 2 quick things. One, think about it this way. I love what Tony Robbins says here. What if life happened for us, not to us? Would you look at every circumstance in your life different if you truly believe that? That life happened for you, not to you? Would you look at life differently? Think about going down the river and you want to go down this one river. You want to go down and nothing should get you off path. But what if you just kind of pulled the oars in? And as you were going down the river you thought you wanted to be in, all of a sudden it diverted you down a side river. And it took you to the place that you were supposed to be without realizing. And Dan Sullivan, one of my mentors from Strategic Coach, calls that a strategic byproduct. That's something, whether you're watching this live, you do a replay, stop this, write it down, remember that word, strategic byproduct. Set your goals. Set your intention. Know what direction to point your ship. Stop doing the things that don't serve you, God, the community, the bigger future, a bigger version of you, more money. Say no to the things that are holding you back. Yes, got you out of Egypt. No, we'll take you to the promised land. But think about the strategic byproduct is that you're going down the river. You're going towards your goal. But something bigger comes out of it that you didn't even realize was going to happen. So I wanted to be a real estate investor because the only people in my town that had money were real estate investors. And I was broke and heard some people say you could do no money down. My goal and vision in life was to be a real estate investor, to do a deal a month, to be the best real estate investor on the planet. That was my goal, to have control of my life, to make more money, to take care of my family. But along that goal, some cool strategic byproducts came. I realized when I cracked the code in real estate, I wanted to teach other people. Never knew I was going to be a teacher. Never knew I was going to share what I was doing. I didn't create it so I could share it. I created it out of necessity. Then I went on to be one of the top, if not the top, real estate trainer in the world. And then I realized while I was there is I could give people the best real estate skills in the world, but if they don't have what between their ears right, nothing works. So then I wrote Totally Fulfilled, a personal development, New York Times bestseller. I obsessed and did weekly wisdoms on getting in here. And then I started fine-tuning and searching out the most successful people in the world and modeling what they do and modeling their habits. And then I became one of the top success trainers. I want to know what makes you tick. I wrote Millionaire Success Habits, one of the greatest breakout books on the planet. I can't believe the success of this book. All of that happened because I wanted to do real estate. But I wasn't set. I didn't go, no, I'm not going to be a trainer. I want to get to real estate. Like, don't be so set on specific outcomes. Be open to the strategic byproducts. But strategic byproducts only open up when you're on the path to your next level. Sitting on the sidelines, it doesn't work. If you're not in the game, there's no byproducts. There's just you missing another opportunity. So don't be so set on specific outcomes. Okay. Don't be afraid to fail. Number 6. Man, that's a huge one. Don't be afraid to fail. Winston Churchill, I love this quote. I had it on my desk for years. The definition of success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Just know that everybody who's successful on another level, everybody who has reached another level of success has failed miserably. They just found a way to fail faster. I'm seeing all the comments coming, everything. Oh, no, it stopped. I'm watching on YouTube. It's not buffering. Sorry. Hey, guys, if my team's watching this, if there's something going on with the video, I'm sorry. I apologize. We'll make sure we get it out to you guys as a replay. So if it's buffering or not watching, then you're not seeing me. Maybe you could tell if any of my team's watching it, let people know that the replay will be up in case. I don't want anybody missing this. But not being afraid to fail is probably one of the greatest gifts you could ever give anyone and yourself. I know a story, and I met Sarah Blakely. Feed keeps freezing up. I'm going to bail. Sorry, guys. Apologize that if it's and it's never done that before. We're filming it in a different way today than we ever have, so we'll go back to the old way on the next training. But remember, this entire thing is being recorded, and you'll have it in your back office to watch the replay. So apologies. So Sarah Blakely, she created Spanx. You know what Spanx are? The women wear them. Maybe guys wear them too. I don't know. It kind of holds everything together, right? And Sarah Blakely, billionaire, crushed it, found out that she's gone bankrupt a couple of times, lost everything a couple of times. And she was being interviewed, and someone said to her, how did you overcome those failures, those devastating failures? And she said, I thought was amazing, that her dad, growing up, used to ask her every day, what did you fail at today? What did you fail at today? If she said nothing, she said, he would say to her, then you didn't push yourself far enough. You didn't go far enough. If you're never failing, then you're not pushing yourself to the level of life that you want to go to. We fail means we're going to the edge. What have you failed at lately? I'll ask you. Failure is a part of our success. It doesn't happen without it. One doesn't go without the other. You can't find success without the failure. If you're waiting for everything to go perfect, you're going to wait forever. So what if, let's see, hold on one sec, guys, I'm getting my screen back up here so I can read your comments, make sure everything's okay. Hey, guys, and get ready. We're going to, in a few here, a few here, we are going to answer some questions. So get your questions ready, and then I'll tell you when to, don't put them up yet because I'll lose them because everybody's posting, which is amazing. I see everybody coming in. So what have you failed at lately? What if you found a way to fundamentally shift the thought of failure? Do you know how many people I'll say, so why aren't you going after success? And they'll go, want me to be honest? I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid what people will think. I'm afraid what people will say. Yeah, that will keep you exactly where you are. Remember what Winston Churchill said? The definition of success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm, right? So find a new way to be enthusiastic because you're figuring out what not to do. If you were driving down roads and you kept getting lost and you documented it, finally you'd find the right way and you'd know the best way to go. You just know, you know, what was it, Thomas Edison? When somebody said it took you 1,000 failures to figure out how to make the light bulb work. He said, no, I just found 1,000 ways how to not make a light bulb work. Like, just shift your mind and all of a sudden failure is no big deal. Happiness habit number 7, let go of grudges. I don't need to talk about that long. It's exactly what it says. You know how holding a grudge only hurts you. You're not paying the person back. Maybe it's 100% their fault. Maybe they took advantage of you. Maybe they cheated, robbed the money, disrespectful, hurt you, abused you. But holding a grudge only hurts you. It doesn't punish them. It doesn't make the universe a better place. And I know there's some people I'm talking about right now that could have really hurt you in your life, but all it does is take away the energy of you. It dims your glow. Think about that. You know, I was listening to Og Mandino last week. I never listened to his stuff, and it was great. I would check it out. Awesome stuff. But the one thing he said is, what if today you knew that everybody you met had a little dark secret, that they were dying at midnight, the night you saw them? Now, it sounds a little dark, but think about that. If everybody that you met was going to die that night, how would you treat them? What would you say? How would you light them up? How would you respect them? How would you listen to them? How would you not be looking at your phone while they're talking? He said, I just adopted that 30 years ago, and I do it every day because if I do that every day, if I give that much out, I get it all back. As much as I give, I get more of it back. I was like, oh my God, what an amazing thing. What an amazing thing. Think about that. Think about who you're holding on to a grudge, someone who hurt you. Think if you can forgive them and let it go. And watch the weight fall off your heart, the weight fall off your shoulders. Okay. Number 8. Be grateful for what's in front of you. We know gratitude. We know that gratitude is a key to happiness. You can't be grateful and sad, grateful and depressed, grateful and pissed at the same time. It's impossible. It's like trying to think about two things at once. Right now, can you think of two things at once? Do you think you can? Can you think of the Statue of Liberty in New York and a really wintry, snowy day at the same time? No, they bounce back and forth really quick, but you can't think of both at the same time. You also can't be grateful and have another emotion at the same time. It's impossible. But sometimes we're looking for the big win of gratitude, the monster thing of gratitude, when we can just be grateful that we woke up this morning. We could be grateful that we had a place to sleep last night. We could be grateful for the tiniest little things. We could be grateful for the smells, for the people that say hi to us. We could be grateful if we train our brains. And believe me, I screw this up a lot. I'll go through months and forget about it. Then I'll go through 6 months of ecstasy because I'm grateful for every single thing. Hold on, I just lost the chat. If my team's watching, come on in and open the chat up for me. I don't see it. I might have lost the chat. Hold on. I don't have my phone. Yeah, I'm going to look at, you know this is live. Text my team and tell them to come back in here and get me the chat so I can answer your questions here in a minute. Let's see. Sorry, guys. You know this is real and alive. Come in and launch my chat. Okay. Sorry for that little break there. Mike, could you do that for me? I'd appreciate it.
Our internet's taking a big hit right now.
Okay, so sorry guys, I got a little distracted. Grateful what's in front of you. Gratitude. We're talking about gratitude. So why not try to make it a daily exercise to like put yourself in check? Here's what I get. You ready for this? Set an alarm for the morning. Set an alarm for 11 o'clock. Set one for 2 and set one for 7 o'clock at night. And just write, you know, in your phone, you can go in, set the alarm, put some cool music to it, and then you can write down what you want to say and put in there, be grateful. And just check yourself 4 times a day, and when your alarm goes off, just take a moment. Don't just look at your phone and go, and put it down. Take a moment and go, what can I be grateful for this very second? Look around. How about breathing? How about someone who's in front of you? The meal you're eating, the project you finished, the friend that you have, the love in your life, your kids. Just practice that on a regular basis and watch the happiness go to another level. Guys, everything I've been sharing today, these are the hacks to happiness, and success will come so much faster in your life. And if you're successful, then why not add the happiness? True fulfillment is money and happiness, money and joy, right? No bills, no worries, and joy. That is ecstasy. That's life at the best level possible. And one more I want to share is don't settle for good. Don't settle for good. Somebody asks you, oh, how do you do, how's your job? How do you like it? Eh, it's good. How's your relationship? Eh, you know, it's good. It's steady. If you have words to describe anything about your life, your health, your love, your income, your what you do for a living, your relationships, if you're just like, eh, they're good, then check yourself and go, no, I have one life to live. I hope there's an afterlife that's amazing. I have my beliefs, you have yours. But this life we have, God, the universe, whatever you believe, gave us this life. Why not squeeze every bit of juice out of it? Why should we just be good? Why should we just be good with our relationship with our kids, good relationship with our spouse or loved one, good with our family? No, make it great. Find a way to forgive. Find a way to find happiness. Find a way to let go of grudges. Find a way to have different solutions. Find a way to focus on better outcomes. And light this life up. Listen, I don't, when I sit here, I don't want you to think I think this is all easy, but if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. But you're here because you want another level of life. You're not here because you want to dabble. So start thinking of the areas of your life that are just okay and they're just good, and find the ways, find the teachers, find the mentors, and get the high level capabilities and take immediate action. Stop overthinking, stop overanalysis that's causing you to be paralyzed, and start taking your life, your joy, and your abundance to another level. Okay, guys, let's take some questions right now. I'll keep talking. I got some great questions. Gail, what's going on? Albie, what's going on? Let's see. Lisa, all of this is awesome, but the same being grateful. You can't be grateful and negative at the same time, negative feelings at the same time. Thank you. Learning so much with this happening. Terry, let's see. Yes, great. All the comments, appreciate. Liberio, thanks. Love the challenge. Christy, thanks, Dean. I often refer to you. Great lessons. Okay, guys, got questions here. We got a few minutes. Let's go. And the last one, and I'll go over one more while you guys, if you have any questions, they'll take a little minute. I don't know what happened today with our connection, guys. I apologize if there was buffering. The replay will be up there. It'll be smooth. It'll be clean with no interruptions. The last one that I wrote out of the book, and I'm glad we have a little time here while the questions come in. Every hour, an hour, 5:38. Is be a part of something bigger than yourself. Whether you believe in God, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, it doesn't matter. Something bigger than you. Whether you find spirituality within yourself, whether you feel connected to the universe, find something bigger than you that you can look towards, because we don't want to feel alone on this earth, and we're not. There's a bigger connection. We're all, if nothing else, I hope whether it's God or the, you know, whatever you believe, your beliefs are your beliefs. But what about just being connected to each other? Think right now. There's hundreds of you on here right now. There'll be thousands of you watching this in the replay. We're connected to each other. We are all rising. We all want another level of life. Think of the combined positive energy just right here, right now with us. That's being connected to something bigger than you. Who was your first mentor? Great question. I didn't have a lot of mentors. I loved, about 16 years ago, I was introduced to Tony Robbins. Tony made a massive impact on my life and changed it forever. It's amazing now. We're dear friends. We just talked 4 times today. He's a dear friend. I love him. He's an incredible human being. But he was a great mentor. He allowed me to see in a different way. I had some great people in my little town that I looked up to that were good businessmen that I admired, and I robbed their habits. I wanted to see what they did on a daily basis. So I robbed habits and ways to be more successful from anywhere I could find. I saw somebody playing at a high level, man, I wanted to interview them, talk to them, and rob what they did. Dean, you said you find your mentor. How do you find mentors? Let's see. Fear stopping me. How do you overcome fear? Patricia, let's just be honest about fear. It sucks. But we do two things in life. We make decisions based on pain or pleasure. We're really simple as humans, right? So if you're fearful, that pain, right? Fear and pain, kind of the same thing. Fear, pain can paralyze you, right? I'm afraid to move forward. What if it doesn't work out? But you could also say, what if you let that fear run your life and it's 3 years from now and you're in the same exact situation you are right now? What if it's 9 years from now, 12 years from now, 15 years from now? Right now, life goes by like this. Are you going to let that fear be the thing that holds you back? When you're on your deathbed someday at 97 years old and you look back and go, wow, I could have, I should have, but I let that fear will seem so minimal to you. You'll be pissed at that fear that you let that thing hold you back. Rather, let the fear, let the pain be your driving force for massive action. If you want to get out of pain, it's like standing in a bucket of acid and saying your feet hurt. You want to get out, you got to jump out of the bucket. Your next level of life lives on the other side of your fear. So find a way to prove that fear is wrong, that fear is holding you back, that fear is going to keep your life stale, that fear is going to keep you stuck in a rut. Get mad at that fear, prove it wrong, and then use it as your energy, use it as your juice to move towards the pleasure you want out of life. Question, when do you, lots of possible ventures, different routes you could go. Okay, so the question is from Christy, when you have a lot of ideas or possible business ventures, different routes to go with a career, et cetera, how do you choose? It's really cool. This is what I'd say, make a money list. Two things. I would say in my 20s, I made just a money list. I'd write down the things and that I want to do, and I'd write next to them how much they could make me potentially each week. Literally, that simple. Write down all these things, business ideas, how much they can make me. Then on the other side, though, once you have that list, then compare. My buddy Dean Jackson does this. He has a list that he keeps in his pocket that says, I know I'm being successful when. I know I'm being successful when. He writes things down like, I know I'm being successful when there's no alarms going off in my house. I wake up when I want. I know I'm being successful. He wears khaki pants and a black shirt every day of his life. That's what he wears every day. I know I'm being successful when I wear the outfit I want. I know I'm being successful when I play 4 rounds of golf a week. I know I'm being successful when I live like an artist with a trust fund of $50,000 a month. I mean, he's got all these cool things. So I would say make a list of you know you're being successful when, right? And then so it fits your heart, it fits your bigger purpose, it fits your unique ability, all these things that you know you're being successful when. And then bump it up against your money list and see which two match the most. Forget everything else. Pick that swimming lane and go deep on it. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for all the great question. I have a lot of ideas. Thank you. Blessed to have met you in the intersection of space and time. You too, Liberio. I appreciate you, man. How do you strive for more whilst trying to be content in life? Oh, that's a great question. Who asked that? Catherine. That's a great question, Catherine. You're welcome, Patricia. I don't know if you ever want to be content. You want to appreciate and be grateful for what you have. It's a fine line. I should say it's a fine line. But content is settling to me. Just raise your standards and raise your expectations. It means that what you have now is perfect. This is where you're supposed to be at this very moment, at this very place and time. You're supposed to be here. You have what you're supposed to. You can be happy about that while simultaneously raising your values, raising your standards, raising your expectations, and setting a new bar. Now, you don't have to set yourself up against the bar that if you don't reach it tomorrow, you're a failure. No, live in this moment while simultaneously being excited for what's next in your life. I've never felt like I should be content. I should be happy and maybe I should stop. No, doesn't matter where I go. For me, I desire. And sometimes you get to a level of money. You don't need to make any more money, but you want to be a better human being. You want to contribute more to the world, contribute more to society. Or maybe you want to get in the best shape of your life, or you want to finally fix your relationship or find another relationship with your children. Like, there's always a place that you could take to another level. And that's the best way I could describe that and how you stay hungry and happy all at the same time. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate Jasmine. Hi, thank you, Jim, Tulsa Jim. I appreciate you guys being here. Again, if this is the first time you're joining me, thank you so much for being here. Again, I know we had some buffering issues. I apologize for that. We'll make sure that never happens again. We'll get this replay up right away so you can watch it. Thank you for spending this time with me. We got some great surprises this month. So if you're just joining this family where we're together training every month, look out for some great surprises throughout the month before we get to the next training. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you for being a part of this group, for being here. Share the word. Watch this over and over again. If you're new, go in the back office, watch the previous trainings, get prepped throughout the month, and be ready for that next level. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.